The two likely front-runners in the race to become the UK's next Prime Minister have held face-to-face talks on Saturday. Neither Boris Johnson nor his former ally Rishi Sunak, though, have officially declared that they are running. But both say they do have the support of 100 MPs, which is the number needed to enter the race. So far, only senior cabinet member Penny Mordaunt is officially running. Let's go straight to Stephanie Decker, who is live for us in London. This is a roller coaster of a story, isn't it, Stephanie? We had this late night closed door meeting between Rishi Sunak and Boris Johnson. Do we have any idea what, if anything, came out of that?
Well, as of this morning, according to some media reports, Boris Johnson is not backing down. There was some speculation that this meeting might be about, and of course, this is between two men who do not see eye to eye, have quite a turbulent relationship, trying to figure out some deal that might be best for the country and for the party, of course, according to their interests. But Boris Johnson this morning being quoted as saying that he's not backing down, that he is the only man for the job, that the country now needs to be managed, and that he's going to do it, and that he has the backing. Again, we're waiting for confirmation of those numbers. From what we understand, Rishi Sunak is the only one at the moment that has over 100 nominations needed to be put forward as a candidate. But certainly at this point in time, it seems Boris Johnson not backing down. And there is another question. There are very staunch supporters of Boris Johnson who are actually reporting supporting Rishi Sunak at this point, saying the country needs a new start. Also, of course, you have a parliamentary inquiry hanging over Boris Johnson. If he does become prime minister, this is something that will continue. If he is found guilty, this will cause all other constitutional questions and a constitutional crisis, potentially, all at a time when this country needs someone to govern immediately. Some people saying, you know, it's interesting, you have all this back and forth within the Conservative Party, but no one is really talking about how to get this country out of a severe economic crisis. And when we talk about a country, we're talking about millions and millions and millions of people who are suffering on a daily basis. Just briefly, Penny Mordaunt, you said there, she's the only one who's thrown her hat into the ring. She seems to have the lowest amount of nominations at the moment. She did go onto one of the main news channels this morning where she was pressed as to what her economic policies would be. This is, of course, the question of the day. How do you get this country out of crisis? And she really refused to answer any of those questions. So again, as you say, extraordinary times here. We're going to have to wait and see throughout the course of Sunday if any of the two men are going to publicly announce that they will be running by Monday, tomorrow, 2 p.m. local time. We will know for certain.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask you about. As you say, the pressure is on. So what exactly is the timeline? I mean, as it stands, neither Boris Johnson or Rishi Sunak have officially declared they're even running.
Absolutely. And these are the two men, as you were saying, there are the favourites, the front contenders, the ones that really it looks like it'll be one or the other. If you just go back to the leadership race in the summer, Rishi Sunak coming out ahead of Liz Truss. Also in the debate that the two held, he came out in polling as to people thinking that he seemed to have a more solid grasp of policies. But when it came to the vote, and this is the Conservative membership vote, he lost out to Liz Truss. And there is speculation that if it does go to the Conservative membership vote, and just to break it down for you, if only one candidate gets put forward, then we will know by tomorrow, 2 p.m., who the next prime minister will be. If two people or three, which could be potential, but let's say two, for the sake of argument, get put forward, Boris and Rishi Sunak, then there will be an online vote by the end of the week from these members, and then we'll know by Friday who the prime minister will be. And there is speculation that if it goes to that vote, that it could potentially be Boris Johnson. A lot of members of the public also do not agree with that. Boris Johnson remains a hugely divisive figure, even within his own party. So many question marks, and we're just going to have to wait and see how it all unfolds over the next 24, 48 hours.
Indeed. OK, thank you for that update. Stephanie Decker there for us in London.